Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm so excited to bring back Joel Fine to the show. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Well, really excited to follow up on our last conversation. Everyone, Joel was in the high tech space. He's, you know, an entrepreneur for 30 plus years, and he had slowly transitioned into being full-time real estate syndicator. And now he is developing several ground up projects in the Austin, Texas area. And you should definitely do a Google search for, you know, his first show with us, because it was awesome. So now, Joel, I would love to ask you about mindset. And we often talk about mindset in this show because it's so important to making progress in your life and achieving the goals that you are wanting to make happen in your life. And so tell me about one aspect of your trajectory in the mindset space that has really impacted your growth.
Yeah. So for me, it's been all about partnering. Initially, when I got into real estate, I had this limiting belief that whatever it is I'm going to do in real estate, I have to do on my own. So if I'm going to buy an asset, it's got to be an asset that I can buy on my own. As I learned about other models, and in particular about syndication as a way to buy commercial real estate, I realized that I don't have to do it on my own. I can partner up with people, and I can partner up with people in different ways, in various ways where we can each bring different skills or different elements for success. And so for me, that was the fundamental mindset shift that allowed me to scale and thrive in the real estate world, and especially in the commercial real estate world, was being willing and open to partnering with other folks.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting. And I think a lot of people come to the idea of real estate investing thinking just like what you were thinking. I mean, it's certainly how I started out. I mean, I did have one partner, but, you know, we purchased like a very small property. And I think there's obviously, you know, I think people should try both just to experiment with it. But what has been your experience? Like, have you met other people who've come to real estate in the same way? And, you know, how did you overcome that?
For me, overcoming it meant basically learning about the syndication model, learning how syndications operate and what they can accomplish that people typically cannot accomplish on their own. Mm-hmm. You know, you can scale up in much more dramatic ways, much more quickly, and buy assets that you just would never have a hope of buying if you're doing it on your own. And so as I was partnering up with people, I was, you know, early in my career and still now, I develop relationships wherever I can. I go to lots of meetups. You know, I go to coffees with people. I have Zoom calls. As we have these conversations, as I get to know people, you know, we explore how could we potentially work together on something. And so I find out a little bit about them. They find out about me. The really cool thing about syndications is that, like I said, you can scale up in significant ways that you can't do on your own. You know, just going through some really high level numbers makes it easy to understand that. So, for example, you know, let's say I have $50,000 that I can invest. That's a fairly significant sum. For some people, that's maybe all their life savings. I could take that $50,000 and maybe buy an asset for, let's say, $150,000, get bank debt for the rest. I'd want to hold some for closing costs and renovations and whatever. Okay, so $150,000. In some markets, that might buy me a duplex. Maybe that's just a single family house. So, you know, one property, one door, two doors. Or I can take that $50,000 and invest passively in a syndication. And now I'm participating in an arbitrarily large asset. Maybe it's a 200-unit apartment building. Maybe it's a mixed-use combination, retail, multifamily, single-family development, you know, whose budget is millions and millions of dollars. So there's no limit to the kind of scaling I can do. And so as I've met people who are participating in real estate one way or another, I've discovered these other projects that I could participate in with an investment that's of relatively modest size, where instead of buying, you know, one small asset that I could manage myself, I can then instead participate in a much larger asset that has a bigger impact on the community and, you know, has other ways to earn a return for me.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
For sure. Yeah. I like how you explained that. And it makes so much sense when you think about it in those terms to invest alongside with people. But what about the fears that come up? Did you ever experience some of the typical fears that come up when people are thinking about getting into syndications?
Well, sure. I mean, so one of the key aspects of syndication is there's a group of general partners who are going to control the deal. And that's usually a small number of people, say 3 to 5 is what I see most often. And then a much larger group of limited partners who are passive investors in the deal. And because of that relationship, because of the way the business is structured, the limited partners necessarily have to trust the general partners, because the general partners are going to be in control of the deal. They're going to make all the decisions about the purchase, the renovations, the business plan, and ultimately the sale of the asset. And the limited partners are really just along for the ride. They don't have a say in those decisions. And so trust is an absolutely essential element of any partnership like that in a syndication. So that's one of the things that people can be concerned about, that it's a legitimate fear, is how do I know I can trust the person to whom I'm sending this money to do the right thing with the money? And so there's ways to overcome that. One of them is, of course, is to get to know the person. And that's one of the reasons I like to go to meetups and meet lots of people, is I like to develop those relationships. As I develop those relationships and deepen them, I can figure out who I can trust. Other people can figure out if they could trust me. And so we develop that one-to-one relationship. And then beyond that, just, you know, getting a better understanding of the business and the business plan. I tell my passive investors, the more they understand about the syndications they're participating in, the better investor they'll be. But it all starts with that trusting relationship. So as you point out, you know, that's one of the things you can fear, is, hey, how do I know that this is something good to get into? And you overcome that through relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I like how you explain that. And I'm curious if you've ever, you know, obviously you've been doing this for a while now, seeing who you can develop a trusting relationship with. What are some things that have led you to decide, okay, this is somebody that I want to trust? And I'm sure it's, you know, like a multitude of things, but if there's some things that you could point to, I'd love to hear.
Yeah. So I try to get to know them as a person. I like to see how they communicate and what information they share. I like to work with people who are transparent, and I like to be transparent. So when I'm talking to a potential investor, I like to be very upfront about not just the benefits that can accrue from investing in one of my deals, but also the risks that are present, the risks of things going wrong with the project, or the economy changing in an unfavorable way, or the real estate market changing. You know, I like to be as transparent as I can be upfront. And then, of course, as we're participating in the deal together, if somebody does invest with me, I like to be transparent about what's happening in the deal. If there are problems, if we're having delinquencies, or if there's an issue with a renovation schedule, whatever, I like to share that with my investors so they know both the good and the bad of what's going on. So that's among the ways that I figure out, you know, that I help people trust me, but that also I figure out who I can trust, is I see how they're communicating, what they do to help me understand the actions behind the numbers. I'll also look at the track record of the individual I'm working with or looking at, to get a sense of not just what they've done, but if they've done things that are similar to whatever project it is that I'm thinking about joining in on with them. So if, for example, somebody's doing an office development build, have they done office builds before? If not, have they done things that are closely related? Let's say a build of a retail mall, or have they managed an office building where maybe they haven't built it, but they've owned it and improved it in some way? So the closer their experience is to what it is they're trying to do next, the better I can feel about trusting them with my money.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for highlighting some of those things and, you know, just really shedding light on the fact that partnership is such a cool opportunity and way to be able to do more interesting things in real estate, you know. And yes, there are some hurdles, but the opportunities that are available is worth the effort to be willing to open your mind to that. And certainly something that, you know, has impacted my life and career as a real estate investor too. So
absolutely. Totally agree.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Joel, for coming on and sharing, you know, this important mindset tip, right? That really is so applicable to many people who are just starting to get into real estate investing. So really appreciate that. And would you now please take a moment to share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and your firm and anything else you want to share?
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, my website is lakelineproperties.com. That's L-A-K-E-L-I-N-E, lakelineproperties.com. On that website, I've got a list of books and podcasts under a tab called Educational Resources. Those books and podcasts are, I curate that list for beginners, for folks who are looking to get into real estate. And so I encourage people to go look there if they're looking to start their education. They can also reach out directly to me at joel@lakelineproperties.com. Love to talk about real estate. Happy to share information about my deals and what projects I'm working on with folks.
Awesome. Well, I certainly hope you all take some time to check out Joel's website, his list of resources, and the projects that he's working on. Thanks so much, Joel, for coming on the show. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.